Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available at, that was it, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can stream there also from the past week or any time. It goes back weeks, months, whatever you want to check out the podcast. Patronize the advertisers you hear on the radio stations, please. And I know you got a lot of choices out there, but thanks for listening. We appreciate that. We are essential personnel.
You can make a podcast out of listening to our podcast.
Yeah, you probably could. Yeah.
$4.99 a pound. We got a lot of bacon fans. We're number one among bacon fans.
Yeah, well, you know, people like their bacon.
And
I see that.
Just got this. I'm not going to say where he got this.
Uh-oh.
But $1.25 a pound. I picked up 120 packages. He shows a picture of the back seat of his car. Boxes and boxes of bacon.
Man.
So
what's the cholesterol count on that?
I wonder why it's so cheap. Must be expiring.
He must have a big refrigerator and freezer, too.
I think him just buying that would cause a ripple through the pig industry.
One dude caused it.
I think that's the reason. That's the reason for the bacon hoarding.
The ripple through the pig industry. Traced back to that guy's backseat.
It was Matt.
Yeah. Friday, by the way, in case you're tuning in and you don't work or you're stuck at home not working. That means it's a weekend coming up.
Hey. I just have shows that I'm assuming are canceled.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you still have shows?
Well, yeah, I would have had a show today for this group, but I doubt it's happening.
Wow. But yeah, unless it's for a bunch of...
I haven't heard any... I should probably send
Confederate
an email
flags,
to the guy.
If it's a Confederate flag place, they might have you come and do your bits.
No, I know Wichita just got the storms, but it's actually... It's just still out there and...
We got four inches, didn't we?
The snow is kind of pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It is.
It reminds
you know
me
why
of...
it's pretty? Because it's going to be gone in a day.
Yeah.
That's one reason I like
no,
it.
No, but it reminds me of a mountain morning.
Yeah, it actually was really beautiful here last night.
Where it's still and the snow is just setting on the trees.
Yeah. As we celebrate National Garden Month.
Yeah. I've already paid my guy to mow once. I mean, paid him, check cashed and everything. He's also the guy that... scrapes my driveway, but he ain't coming out. You better not, because it's going to melt. Actually, it just melted.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But that'd be weird to pay the guy to mow the lawn, and he has to put the plow back on. We had a bunch of snow in the Midwest here. It's crazy last night.
No, I mowed my yard last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was planning on probably having to mow it this year. Well, no, it's covered in snow.
That's right.
Of course that is.
You got out of that.
No, you know what? I was actually looking forward to mowing it.
Yeah.
It was something to do.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of bummed.
And you hate mowing, I know that.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I mean, it's something to do.
Right.
You could rake the snow.
Yeah.
Nah.
It'll be melted by tomorrow anyway.
The FBI is warning that American businesses now have to worry about something else thanks to the pandemic.
What's this?
Fraud by employees seeking to take advantage. The FBI's Office of Private Sector notified members of private industry that they should be on the lookout for fake doctor's notes and falsified documentation from employees claiming positive COVID-19 test results.
Oh,
just get a couple weeks off.
And probably get paid because you have COVID. They probably want to pay you.
They, in this letter, or this thing that the FBI sent out, they gave a couple of examples of people who said, "Hey, I got the coronavirus." And they didn't, including a couple of guys that gave documentation. Said, my doctor gave me this and said I got the coronavirus. And, you know, you look at it more carefully and, well, that's fake.
Okay.
And so they shut down businesses and, you know, cleaned them out, blah, blah, blah.
That's a huge
mackety.
You're right. Somebody
for people
fake,
who are lying.
If somebody faked it around here, we'd all be at it.
We would all be gone.
Right?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
So now the FBI is warning businesses that your employees might try and fake this.
You said urine.
I did.
Yeah, if you really, I don't put it past people. I mean, especially people that don't really hate their jobs anyway. And
well,
it's all about them.
One of the incidents was an 18-year-old McDonald's employee.
There you go. That's something a dumbass. That's something a dumbass at 18 would do, right?
Yeah.
Well, that just fuels conspiracy theories. You know, all those letters are fake.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nobody really has the coronavirus.
Do you even know anybody?
Just lie about your grandma dying or something if you want the time. But don't do that.
Now, your grandma died of COVID or something.
Yeah, that's believable.
Because they are, and they're expendable, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, but you can't be like, I've got to go to the funeral.
Yeah, can't go to the funeral.
There's no funeral.
No funeral.
The people writing the letters are probably the people that have seven dead grandmas to begin with.
Exactly. That's another great band name. Seven Dead Grandmas.
Yeah.
Hardcore band.
They're surprisingly upbeat.
Yeah, right. Some of their tunes are catchy.
Yeah.
So they're actually a folk band.
That sounds like an Irish folk band, you're right. Potato.
Tonight there's sports.
Nicaragua went under 20 soccer. We talked about it earlier in the show.
That's not on TV.
I tried to watch the second version of Horse last night, and it was a dude against his chick. And now she's a good basketball player. He had a really nice court. It just proved the difference between what NBA players make and maybe what WNBA players make.
Oh, she had a modest home?
She had a modest home driveway with just a prop-up one, you know, the kind you put sand in the bottom.
Yeah. Wow.
And he had one of those cool outdoor courts. Like you see, you spent a fortune on those kind.
Yeah.
With a rubber base and outside.
Did he just dunk five times and game over?
No, he wasn't being – no, because that was it. He wasn't going to do those things.
That was Zach LaVine, by the way.
But at the end, I just turned on the end. He had – she already had H-O-R. I just love announcers saying, and then she has H-O-R-S. And he said it with – the announcer, who's also Skyping from his room, you'd recognize the ESPN guy. He said that with a straight face, and she's currently with HORS, and he has HO.
Now, when someone has HOR, does someone have to, as we would, go whore?
Whore.
I know. Yeah. They didn't use. Well, she was a woman, so you probably didn't call her a whore.
There should just be a second guy in the booth going whore.
Well, she's obviously a whore. So his final shot, he still had the ball. He still had the.
Was it just one guy in the booth?
Just one guy.
You don't need a color guy?
No, they don't. They
to
don't.
Comment on the horse game?
So the guy's sitting there, and he's figuring out what he wants to do, and he goes, okay, off the backboard, and then when you catch it, underneath your legs and lay it up. He goes, I hope I make this, because she's going to start popping these threes, so she's apparently a good outside shooter. I'm like, well, you just do it. And this guy is like 6'9", 7", I don't know, he's a tall guy. He bounced off the backboard, and he stayed in the air and put it between his legs and then just laid it up. So she goes, son of a bitch. She should have said that. So she bounced it off, grabbed it, but then she tried to jump, and then she couldn't get it between her legs, you know, and then she was out. You know,
I believe that guy's won a dunk contest at least once or twice.
But once again,
he
should have just dunked five times. She'd been out.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
This lasted 4 minutes.
Done.
Whore.
That guy ended up losing to Mike Conley.
He ended up losing after that? Okay. I couldn't stick with it because it's really pathetic TV. It really is. I mean, I know they're trying to do something, and the comical part works, but it's shot like you'd think it was. A couple guys on their cell phones, you know?
Why don't they do that with, like, Jeff Ross and, like, Sarah Silverman or somebody? Like, people that could, like, be funny while they're...
Speaking of that, Caliendo put a new one out yesterday. These nuns playing basketball. Can we get the audio pushed? Because the audio would cover it, how funny it is.
Yeah, we can send it over to Craig.
Yeah, because I was telling Craig off the air. He just showed, it's an overshot of these nuns playing basketball in an outdoor court somewhere. And in full nun gear and the habits and everything. And it's Marv Albert, Barkley, and then Shaq on the call.
Nice.
And it's all Caliendo.
Nice.
And it's real short. But the audio would work. Because just imagine these nuns throwing the ball around and shooting basketball in full gowns and habits.
Check your inbox, Greg.
Right.
The nuns don't play shirts and skins?
No, they didn't. But there's a great line what Charles Barkley says about halfway through. You'll hear it when Craig gets us ready to go. I'm not sure if he does or not. But Caliendo's just killing it right now.
Yeah. The monastery where the end.
There, that's it.
Starting over.
Welcome back to the NBA on TNT in the Sevilla Monastery, where the annual Nunstravaganza is taking place. On the inside, yes! Sister Maria with the putback and a steal by Sister Paulette. She puts another shot up and she's unable to connect. The rebound finding its way back to Sister Paulette, throwing up a prayer, yes! Truly turning water into wine with a spectacular display of faith and hustle. Marv Albert, along with Sir Charles Barkley and the czar of the Mumblestrater, Shaquille O'Neal. Charles?
I'm not going to lie, Marv. There's been a lot of sloppy play today. Some of that's because of social distancing, and some of that is because they're nuts.
Shaquille? We all get the lights Shaq,
I agree with the first half of your statement. But in the second half, when you got into the metaphysical, that's just, it doesn't play with me. It can't be about divine intervention. It's all about the game and what's in front of you.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
The line, that was it. It's socialistic and because they're nuns, because it was hilarious.
They're nuns.
Yeah. You want to watch the video? I put it out at TNT Radio Empire.
One of the nuns is good.
Oh, yeah, ain't bad. Ain't bad.
One of the nuns is... taking over the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could tell.
Of course,
yeah.
She's the only one in white.
Right.
Maybe she dedicated her life to hoops before God.
Maybe she was the Mother Superior. Right. I don't know.
Yeah. They let her drive. You know.
They did. Well, tonight, the sports.
Oh, what is tonight?
And again, it's not really sports. It's getting ready for the sport. It is the WNBA draft.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're having that. And they play in the summer, so I don't even know why they're having a draft. And I'm guessing they're not going to play WNBA basketball this summer. Who knows?
Well, if they get drafted and sign a contract, can they just at least start getting a paycheck?
Don't know. Don't know how it works.
Signing bonus?
Yeah,
something?
I don't know. Yeah.
The number one pick belongs to the New York Liberty. They're expected to take Sabrina Ionescu of Oregon.
Yeah. They need to put that on the jerseys. Liberty Bibberty.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I'm sure she is.
I don't watch that, but I've seen the highlight of her.
Yeah, she's the one who had like 25 triple-doubles this season or something. Yeah. Some
Liberty,
crazy
Liberty,
thing.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
So the Liberty, Liberty have three first-round picks. The Dallas Wings have three first-round picks.
Give me Liberty, 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 or death.
That's crazy. A basketball team would have three first-round picks. It's your
two of them.
The majority of your starting roster.
They've obviously done some wheeling, dealing.
Yeah.
A lot of activity in the front office there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I retweeted a rumor about the Gronk coming out of retirement to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I put a video of a Patriot fan head exploding.
My son would be pissed.
Now, apparently, the Patriots still have the rights to Gronk, so he'd have to get traded. I still love the... It was from Bro Bible. It sounds real.
It sounds believable.
It did sound believable. I don't think it was really a fake story, but it was just rumors. Which you can... Yeah, whatever.
People are saying.
Yeah, it was funny, though. It was funny, because I just knew a Patriot fan's head would explode.
Yeah. This might be a kick to NASA astronauts and a cosmonaut back on Earth now. Just got back.
Yeah.
And they have to, and, you know, they've been up for months, ready to see people.
Yeah, and they can't see.
Nope.
Yeah,
and they're quarantined.
Right.
They're immediately quarantined.
No matter what, they're quarantined. Yeah. Not even
before, but longer now.
Longer now, right, yeah.
Yeah, what's a standard issue quarantine for someone coming off the space station?
It's just a few days. I'm not sure, but this is longer. This is, I think, 2 weeks.
Was it two chicks and a guy? Sorry, I was watching Wild Things last night. Again, it was on one of the movie channels, and the scene in the hotel room when they start going at each other, all three of them. I think Matt Dillon still has a boner watching that scene. I know I do.
I thought the hot scene was a pool.
They're in the pool, but you forget about the scene in the bedroom in the hotel room after the trial.
Champagne.
Yes. Champagne all over her cans. You know, the chicks are sucking face, and Matt Dillon's right in the middle of them. Man, what a great movie!
What's Neve Campbell done lately?
I don't know, but she's gorgeous in that movie.
She's still living on her Scream money.
Yeah. She's a working actress. That's 1998, that movie, by the way.
I mean, did you see they rebooted Party of Five?
Yeah, they did, with a Hispanic family.
Yeah, with a Hispanic
family.
With
the illegals. I bet you they're illegals.
Well, that's the part. That's the line, is the parents get sent back to Mexico.
Is that? Oh, they don't die?
No.
Oh.
They're yeah.
The original one, they died in a car accident.
Yeah, they're deported. Right. And then the kids have to take over and run the family.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that was how it worked.
Yeah.
Party of Cinco.
There you go. We're in America.
Yeah, I think it's on Freeform or something.
Yeah, we're in America.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So Johnny Depp went on Instagram and for the first time and ended up getting, you know, a million some odd followers immediately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Part of what he did was he put up a song that he and Jeff Beck put together of an old John Lennon tune.
Johnny Depp can play guitar. I mean,
he's singing on this.
He's a real musician. I mean, he played guitar before he became an actor.
He's singing on this.
Yeah. What was the group with, was it him and Alice Cooper?
And Joe Perry, yeah. Hollywood Vampires.
Hollywood Vampires.
Yeah, so he's hanging out with Jeff Beck now. And, you know, of course, it's Johnny Depp. He goes on Instagram for the first time and immediately has over a million followers.
Of course he does. Yeah.
But I heard a little bit of this song, and it sounds, you know, it sounds fine, I think.
You got it?
I hope this is the same one.
I can send it to you, Craig.
Right.
I got the...
I hope this is the same one that I heard earlier. I wasn't sure. We're guessing that's Jeff Beck.
Yeah, he's pretty good, I've heard.
Yeah, I haven't heard this portion.
People say we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid?
Yeah, he can sing.
Solution.
Yeah, the name of the John Lennon tune is Isolation. That's kind of the point. Yeah.
Very nice. Music soothes the savage beast these days, huh?
Let me hear something. There we go.
Did they record this from different separate places, or did they do this before the virus?
I'm not sure. Well, they originally played the song live at the Crossroad Festival in Texas last year.
All right.
Then they recorded a studio version, and they released it early.
What's a festival?
People get together? It's weird.
What is that? Teach the kids someday about people getting together.
Christopher Cross has coronavirus, and now he can't walk.
Oh, no.
Whoa. What? Because he's tired?
80s pop star Christopher Cross.
I mean, he's probably about 70. Probably about 70 by now?
I don't think that quite that old, but I'm not sure.
Probably late 60s, I bet.
He says his battle with the coronavirus has left him with temporary paralysis in his legs.
Is that even a symptom?
68.
Is that a symptom? Must be.
He says he's largely recovered from the COVID-19 that he got last month and didn't develop respiratory complications, but other problems were caused. Intense muscle weakness, and he's unable to walk right now. He's going to recover, doctors tell him.
Good.
But I was unaware of that one.
Sorry, I'm just testing.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
I'm testing this smell thing this morning for you guys.
Thank you.
Repeatedly.
I know.
You're testing the ears, too. Jeez, man.
The World Health Organization is reminding people that drinking alcohol does not protect them from COVID-19.
Well, we knew it didn't protect us, but apparently it's
No, in fact, it actually compromises your immune system.
The World Health Organization is also encouraging governments to enforce measures limiting alcohol consumption.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Now they've gone too far.
We're not going to do that in the U.S.
Yeah, I got to. I issued myself a memo to maintain alcohol.
Yeah, you don't want to shock your system, Todd.
Right.
Why quit now?
I haven't. Haven't really stepped up.
Yeah.
Intake. It's been about.
Well, you drink every day anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You stepping up would be a lot of alcohol. I mean, not that I'm not. You know, I drink too, but
I've stepped up the amount of booze that's in the house. It's like whenever my wife will go to the store, she'll be like, "You want anything?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll probably pick up some rum."
Yeah.
I'm not drinking all of it.
So no, just,
normally I would just have like, "Okay, I'll drink this rum until it's gone."
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want anything to be gone.
There's choices. Yeah. Okay.
Right. But if they're running to the store and they're not running to the store that often anymore, you better pick up some just in case.
Yeah.
Pick up a pack of Cools.
It's lasting longer at the house because nobody's coming over.
Right.
Before people would come over and be like, "Oh, you want a drink?"
It's just your booze.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point. I'm the only one who drinks vodka in the house, so. It's mine, you know. Even the kids stopped drinking vodka a couple days ago. They're bored with it. Right?
Yeah, I'm still on a 5-day pace.
Yeah,
and I understand
that's
that,
a decent clip.
It's actually a 7. Oh, for vodka.
That is a good clip.
5 days for a handle.
All right.
I understand there are people who drink less than that. Because
who are these people?
Yeah, weird.
Like my buddy in Denver is. He's pretty much a beer drinker.
Yeah.
But I will buy a handle of
and
vodka
a Hellraiser too,
when I go out there for the weekend.
Yep.
And
he
then
needs to sit there for you?
I'll come back a month later and my vodka is still there.
Hmm. He's just not trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can usually finish off a handle in a couple of weekends in Denver.
Yeah. There are people that drink less than that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know these people. I don't want to know those people. Yeah, come on.
You talk big, Tyler. You're the only one who drinks the vodka in the house, but you just wait till the kids turn 21 and we're still quarantined.
Yeah, that's true.
Then things are going to be real.
That's 4 years for my daughter, so you're right. So, see you in 4 years.
Oh, but if she came over to you and said, "Hey, let me try that vodka," you'd let her have a taste.
Sure.
She doesn't. Probably her. My son.
Not so much.
I don't want Ryder to get a taste of that stuff yet, because I know the blood.
Yeah. How about another taste?
I know the Tyler man, whatever, you know. Not my real name.
The Utah man.
I know they have they get a taste. They don't go back.
Yeah, so I was talking to my kids.
You wait
about
as far as and through high school as possible before you start drinking, and I did. Yeah.
Yeah, my kids. I'm like, we got to be careful, and they're like, why? I'm like, because of everybody in your family.
Oh, that's right, Mark. Right.
You met Grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, your dad was
It's in the genes.
Yeah,
he's more than just a potty mouth.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.